Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Tomorrow is a ticket Thursday. You want to see Alice in Wonderland featuring Teddy Swims,
Neon Trees,
American Authors.
I didn't know if he was waiting for us to sing.
I don't really know what I want when I start talking.
And us, we'll be there.
Yes, yeah. And us, we'll be there.
Has everyone figured out their outfits?
Yes.
All I know is the shoes. I think I'm wearing my Chicago's. You wearing Chicago's?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Are you we? Don't like matching?
Are we matching? Are we going to do that?
Who cares?
I think it'd be cute. Also, I think maybe we're all color coordinated.
Well, it's going to be red, and I always wear black, so that's it. Red and black.
I mean, I don't have
black,
any red.
Red and black. Ooh, shake it up a bit. Okay.
You like jazz?
Sorry, that was all from the B movie. Anyway, if you want to win tickets all day tomorrow, BJ and Jamie will have them in the morning, Heather will have them in the afternoon, and we, too, will have them in the later afternoon. What is on the mind of everyone today?
Cookies.
Dogs.
Okay.
Snow.
Yeah,
snow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dressed like a little snowman.
Yeah, I think we take people and their snow stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. They can be driving snow stories. They can be fun snow stories. They can be tragic snow stories.
Oh, maybe more funny would be great.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the icicle thing? Like when it's snow, like in Longmont for some, I think it's probably my parents' gutters didn't work correctly. So we would just have the gargantuan, Lord of the Rings style two-handed sword icicles in the snow. And like you'd run outside to play. And if anybody like bounced too hard or whatever, you'd be like
dodging knives.
Knives, yes, exactly.
Right.
They would fall down. And one of my buddies got caught, like hit him right in the orbital bone. I mean, it's half an inch over.
Yeah.
I know it's not a snow story, but it's still snow, right? It's icicle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eyeball gone. I mean, it would have just gone probably dead.
Oh, my God.
Icicle through the brain. It's not, but you could die from that, right?
Have
and
you
then
seen
they would
the
find you and your eye would be gone, but the ice would be melted. So they'd be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Whoa, perfect murder.
Yes, kill somebody with an icicle.
Perfect.
Noted.
Glad we got there.
Lovely bones.
Yeah, right? I was like, that's from
done.
Something.
It has? That's a real thing?
Very popular book and movie.
Huh. All right. Does anybody have a fun one that doesn't involve losing an eye?
Yeah. Okay. Although it does involve a bit of an injury.
Okay.
In college, we would get ice storms. So a little bit of snow, but mostly.
Are you in Texas?
Tennessee.
Oh, is it
Nashville?
Okay.
So it was like everything would be fine, and then overnight, everything turned to ice and we'd get like a little bit of snow. And so everything was slick. And so school was canceled, whatever. I think it was like our senior year. My roommates were like, there's a, you know, basically King Soopers down the street. Let's walk to it and get beer. Hardcore girls. So the three of us are walking on the street. It is a sloped downward.
No.
We have already seen a car totally just ice skid off the road. And then my best friend goes down. And she grabs onto me and
just
takes
go down,
me
man.
Down.
Don't take your friends with you.
Yeah. We were laughing so hard, but I think my tailbone.
Well, and
was...
then you can't get up too. You're just slipping and sliding.
Yeah. And on a slope?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We did make it to the store to get the beer and back. you just losers.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't.
But just the image of two girls just going boom.
But what and is? Just, can you explain the instinct of grabbing your friend? If you know you're,
she's looking to save something. Herself.
I'm drowning. Come with me.
Like, basically. That's,
okay. It's just guys wouldn't do that.
No, it's instinct to grab onto something. I think
yeah. Not another person.
It could be.
Hack.
No.
Thank
no,
you.
Take the L. Take the L. Yes, and go
you
down.
Just take the
What's
L.
The, there's like a cartoon where they're like boo 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 boo, and then they fall. Okay.
Does it
anyone
make
else
sound?
Got one?
The white zone
nope,
is
no. I don't know what that is.
I just have these weird sound effects, and one of them has the.
Oh, okay. The birds chirping.
Yeah. Never mind. Not all right. Like here's that. The thing. If you've got a fun, great snow story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text safely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My most memorable snow story is I think it was probably a junior in high school, and my buddy had just gotten 2000 something, like early 2000s. Cadillac DeVille.
Oh.
And he bragged about how big it was all the time. He ended up getting locked in his trunk because he was trying to brag about it one time. That's
big,
a story.
Like the size of it?
Yeah, how big okay. it was.
They're huge.
And so oh.
There's such a monster
yeah,
in the car.
We it's all piled in there. I think there were 8 to 10 of us in the car
oh,
and went and we were doing cookies in the church parking lot.
Otherwise nice. Known as donuts.
Yeah.
Well, depends on how you do it.
Oh.
Is that what it is? Is that the
it's a donut, but I usually put the chips in it. I'm like, oh. Then you pull oh. in the middle and go,
okay.
Arr,
okay. Arr. So we had been doing that for a while. We're like 10 deep in this Cadillac DeVille.
Oh, boy.
And we eventually left, went to the gas station. Cops rolled up heavy. Someone had called.
Oh, oh
they
no.
said, out of the car, boys. And like a clown car, we just kept oh, coming out no. of the car. And I remember the police officer said, you boys been drinking? And my friend said, just Coke.
Oh.
To which they went,
huh?
Huh?
Oh,
now
gosh.
All of a sudden it's way more tense. All of
oh like, no, my God. God. No, Coca-Cola.
Nathan, what are you talking about?
What are you doing?
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Nobody was arrested.
Nobody was arrested.
It wasn't illegal. Is it illegal to do cookies?
I don't we
know
were maybe
if it
trespassing.
Is.
There's
I
a little.
I think it's illegal to have 10 people in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. The seatbelts were not that important back then.
He's not.
This wasn't 70s.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I forget. We're not the same age.
Right.
It was the Midwest, though. So
yeah, but like, I mean, you know. Did you ever? Like, when you're driving down a road in Iowa, did you all
yeah.
have to have a seatbelt on?
Yeah. Oh,
your
yeah.
parents seatbelted you in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hack was born in the 90s, 80s?
Yeah. Yeah.
90s. In Iowa.
Yeah, seatbelt's still important.
Did the cops allow you all to leave in the same car?
They did.
Yeah,
they
oh
did.
My that's crazy. Gosh.
Because we went to school with their daughter.
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
For the win!
Do you know the weird one that I just was reminded? I remember getting in a snowball fight with somebody. I was thinking about eye injuries.
I've never had one.
Oh my God, today is your day.
Yeah.
Never mind, we're not taking calls. We're keeping the tickets for ourselves.
And we're going to snowball fight.
We got in the snowball fight, and all of a sudden, people on our team were like, the
oh,
other
no.
team made snowballs with a rock in the center.
Oh, no.
It was like from a rival school. We were at Long's Peak Junior High, and they were at, no, we were at Northeast Junior High, and they were at Long's Peak Junior High. And it was just like rival gangs came together because it was a snow day. Because they're not that, the two middle
Did
schools were not that
far. Did you grow up in the West Side Story? Like, what do you
kind
of mean?
The Jets and the Sharks.
Yes. Yeah. And we just all met, and it was like this huge thing, and all of a sudden we're like, ow, ow. And we broke one of their snowballs apart, and they had rocks in them.
That's
not big
up.
Ones, but like.
Still.
Wow.
Yeah.
Messed up. Yeah. Horrifying.
Yeah.
So if you've got a snow story, this is your moment to tell it. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing snow stories. I want to give some behind the scenes. It's snowing outside, in case you didn't know
Very
that.
Very much so.
And Erica hasn't heard from her man in a little while. And she, if you don't know about Erica's anxiety, he's been presumed dead for the last, just because he hasn't responded to a text message.
Well, it's been over an hour. He's usually responsive. He's home alone with the dog, as he is every day.
He's not even out. He's
exactly.
Not
even out. She has his location, bro.
You got to remember. I'm going to say the forbidden thing. I'm a California girl. This is all a bit new to me.
I know, but you lived in Utah, kid.
Yeah, for like a second.
Oh, and God. Your fiance is from Michigan.
Yeah, he's fine. He knows what he's doing.
He's not dead.
No, he's probably not dead.
He's doing cookies or something.
Okay. Antonio?
Guy.
Snow stories. What do you got?
So this is about the first time I went skiing. Oof. And my best friend is, she works for the ski patrol at the Loveland ski area.
Yeah.
Right before Georgetown or after Georgetown.
Yeah.
And I went up one time. She's like, well, I don't really have time to teach you to ski. I'm like, oh, it's okay. I just want to go up there for fun. So I was wearing cowboy boots, leggings, and a pair of jeans and a nice winter snow jacket that I had. And I was like, I'll just take the trail because it'd have a hike to hike up to the top. Not knowing that it was closed, I hiked all the way to the top, and Ski Patrol is radioing her and telling her, hey, there's some lady walking up the trail. Can you stop and see if she needs help? Well, I made it to the top before she got to me, and she came to me, and I'm like, no, it's me. I'm not a lady. Thank you.
Just me. Did they make you like take the little ride down?
No, I didn't get to take the ski lift, but we did stop in the cabin there at the top of Ptarmigan, and we had a beer or two. She got the permission to bring me down on a toboggan, which are normally just meant for
injuries.
Yeah. Was it fun? Yep. Sweet.
It was a blast. And I loved it so much that she got me rental skis, and I learned on my own while she was working ski patrol, and I never quit.
Nice.
Oh. Antonio, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you for the call.
Not a lady.
Steph.
Yay.
Snow story, what happened?
So like late 90s, early 2000s, like I don't know if you guys remember, but like the snowstorms in Colorado were like nuts. Like I remember one time we got like 4 feet of snow.
Oh, yeah.
And we lived in an apartment complex, and I have three sisters, and we're all close in age except for our baby sister, who's like 6-7 years younger than me. And she was about 2.5 at the time. And we lived at the like top apartment, and we literally just like took her and like tossed her over the balcony into the 4 feet of snow.
Yeah,
and
safe.
Like she was fine, you know, she was great. So we all
she just, was fine. Yeah, but also could have not been fine.
Yeah. What if there was something under it?
Or if it was powder or yes. Or if there was like that's where I store my chainsaws.
She did go about a good 1.5 into the snow when we tossed her over, but she was okay. And we were feral, and our mom really didn't pay very good attention to us, not going to lie. So, you know.
Okay.
It worked out. We're great.
We're not encouraging that behavior.
No, did you have to dig her out?
We were feral.
Eventually.
We waited until the snow melted.
Do you know about the spit thing?
No.
Like if you get caught in an avalanche?
Oh, no.
Like instead of starting to dig your way out.
I hate to say this.
Yeah.
Avalanches.
Oh. Write it down.
One of my biggest
fears. Yeah, one of your biggest fears.
I'm running out of room.
I know.
If you get caught in an avalanche, you just dig an area around your face, right? Like
okay.
Once you're buried, because people will just start digging, like, I got to get out of here. You don't know where up is.
Right.
So you got to dig an area around your face and spit, not but like let spit come out and figure out where gravity is and dig the other way. Because you will just start digging and you don't realize you're digging deeper. So you spit to know. This is just information
that's
that may
really
come
good
in.
Intel. Yeah.
You
that's,
coming skiing with us this weekend?
No skiing before the wedding.
Addison?
Yay.
Snow stories, what do you got?
So I was playing in the snow with my sister, and my dad was videotaping us with the drone, and he ran the drone into my face.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, my.
You didn't say on accident.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.